Right now, a look at the opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:15, down 14 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 8:28, down 10 and a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7.98, down 13 on the open. March, 8.16, down 15 and a half. May, 7.80, down 9 and a quarter. July, 6.49, down 8 and 3 quarters on the open. December corn opened at 3.61, up 4 and a half on the open. March, 3.78, up 4 and a half. May, 3.87 and a quarter, up 3 and 3 quarters. July, 3.96, up 4. September, $4.75, up 2 3/4. December of next year, 4.08 3/4, up 4 1/4 on the open. November soybeans open at 9.78 1/2, up 2 1/4 on the open. January, 9.96 1/2, up 2 3/4. March, 10.11 1/2, up 3 1/2. May, 10.14, up 2. July, 10.21 1/2, up 4 1/2. August, 10.13, up 5. November of next year, 9.57, up 3 on the open. December soybean meal open at 2.75, up $1 on the open. January, 2.77.50, up 1.60. December soybean oil opened at 40.68, up 20 on the open. January, 41.15, up 23. At the Merck October live cattle open at 95.10, down 2 1/2 on the open. October feeders, 111 even, down 10. December lean hogs, 55.30, down 5. And pork bellies for February, 80.25, down 87 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
A week ago, when we were looking at the wheat charts, you wondered whether or not we were going to look at a bear trap, and indeed it turned out to be a bear trap. But now I wonder, off of the big break, if you're willing to say there's a potential bear trap again.
Well, there's no doubt that the whole world's looking at this head and shoulders top formation, and as a rule, when something is as obvious as it is, sometimes selling into that right shoulder is a real challenge. And you can see anybody that's probably been trying to sell into that right shoulder, trying to get the market to go down, got jerked around here a few times, probably lost most of their money before the big break happened here yesterday and tonight and last night. The thing that if you look at a lead spot futures chart, if you draw a trend line off of the May low, the August lows, we're right at it here with the wheat's recovery here today. I think if we would climb back above that trend line, the wheat market still stays in a longer term or a primary uptrend. There's no doubt that the shorter-term trend in wheat, basically from late September, has been down because we've made lower lows and lower highs. But if we can hold above this secondary uptrend line on the lead futures chart, maybe it would be at least time to begin to stabilize and post some kind of recovery. Now, the chart looks a whole lot better when you look at new crop wheat. It's been basically in a consolidation phase going sideways since late September. But I think a lot of it probably means, how do we close the wheat market out today? It definitely needs to have a higher close in order to put some stabilization back into this marketplace.
And talk about consolidations, I guess that would be a good way of also talking about the corn. it essentially has been consolidating for the better part of several months. If you're willing to take a moderately wide trading range.
But it does have an uptrend to it. If you would measure, if you draw a trend line off of the late July low there around 308.5 on the lead futures, and then you connect your early September low, we have been in a sideways to higher uptrend. We did, have that big high there in late September. We had this decline into early October. And then we had a nice recovery here for about 2.5 weeks. And the last few days here, from a technical perspective, you could just view this as a 2 to 3 day correction off of about a 10-day, 13-day type rally. So, again, it depends on how we close out the day. If we could close out the day higher in here, I think the market is still on pretty solid footing in a sideways to higher trend.
Is 372 pretty good resistance on this pattern or not?
Well, I mean, all previous highs or previous reactions are going to have an element of resistance to them. And that'll be what the trade will be looking at to see if there's more sell interest at that level or buy interest at that level, because that's also will the buy stops be if the market decides to want to penetrate 71. You'd see a bunch of buy stops kick in somewhere around 71.5 or 72. So that'll be up to the marketplace. But the corn market, if you look at it, if you draw your trend lines from late July, we are in a sideways to higher climb. And, the weakness that we've seen here over the past 2 to 3 days can be viewed just as a correction to the 2.5 week rally that we had off of the October 8th low.
Turn your attention to the bean chart, which has been consolidating for the better part of a week, and looks like it's putting in some sort of a pennant or flag formation at the moment. What is the next zig or zag here?
Well, if you look at the last 3 weeks, we've been basically confined to on a lead futures chart, which would also show up on the November few. You look at 982, give or take 10 or 15 cents, we've been kind of swinging and pivoting around that level. Now today we're punching to the upside. If we would want to take out this the high that was made on October 18th at 96.25, and I think our high here today so far has been 94. If we punch that out, I would suspect that we would find some buy stops, and I think then that clears out a path to try to go on up here into this 1040 level.
Is there still time, in your opinion, for November to make new contract highs, or will we need to see that on the January chart at this point?
Well, we still have time. I'm not exactly sure when that November expires. Somewhere probably around the 10th or 12th or something like that. We ain't that far away from contract highs that we can't go on up there and push those out if the right news comes along, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan. You have a great day now.
Same to you.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois, where he is a market analyst. Let's look at the current tick. December wheat now at 824 in fast trade, down 5.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat 809 down 2. The March 828, now 827, down 4.5. July 664, up 6.25. December corn 361.5, up 5. March 377.75, up 4.25. May 387.75, up 4.25. December of next year 410, up 5.5. November beans 990.5, up 14.25. January 1008, up 14.25. March 1023, up 15. November 964, up 10. December soybean meal at $2.79, up $5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.